North Korea has rejected the UN Security Council condemnation of its ballistic missile test, calling it an act that violates its right to existence, sovereignty and self-defense. Pyongyang has also threatened to boost its nuclear capabilities in a phased way this year. Palestinian hunger striker Mahmoud Balbul has lost his eyesight in an Israeli jail. Balbul began his strike over 2 months ago to protest his administrative detention, which allows the extension of his jail term without being charged or tried. The Syrian army has made new gains as it presses ahead with its operations against foreign-backed terrorists. The army has recaptured more territory north of Hama province after heavy clashes with the terrorists. Syrian troops are also engaged in fighting with armed groups in other parts of the country. The Saudi-backed anti-Syria group known as the High Negotiations Committee says it will reject any deal struck by Russia and the US on Syria's fate if the agreement differs from its own plans. The last round of peace talks ended without any conclusion in late April after the High Negotiations Committee abandoned the talks. A new report says US President Barack Obama's administration has so far offered Saudi Arabia over $115 billion in arms and military training. It also says the weapons offers are the largest any US government has ever made during the 71 years of Washington-Riyadh alliance. Russia says its warplanes have intercepted US spy planes as they were trying to snoop on the Russian army exercises over the Black Sea. Moscow says fighter jets were dispatched in compliance with international rules. Washington has denounced the Kremlin's move as unsafe. British Prime Minister Theresa May has strongly defended selling arms to Saudi Arabia, despite accusations that Riyadh commits war crimes in Yemen. May stressed that establishing closer ties with Saudi Arabia would keep people on the streets of Britain safe. Brazil's new president, Michel Temer, is booed at an annual military parade in the capital, Brasilia. Hecklers called for Temer's immediate resignation. This comes just 1 week after he was sworn in to finish the term of removed president Dilma Rousseff.